Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Gospel in 40 Days for Lent. Lent is almost over. Easter is almost here. I love the ending of the Gospel of John, and we just have about 4 chapters left or so before we're done. Today we're going to be reading John chapter 17 and John chapter 18, and given the solemnity of Holy Week, I'm going to skip all the introductions. You know where all the links are for everything you're interested in. All right. Let's get into it. John chapter 17. These things Jesus spoke, and lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he may give eternal life to all whom thou hast given him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now glorify thou me, O Father, with thyself, with the glory which I had before the world was, with thee. I have manifested thy name to the men whom thou hast given me out of the world. Thine they were, and to me thou gavest them, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things which thou hast given me are from thee, because the words which thou gavest me I have given to them, and they have received them, and have known in very deed that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them whom thou hast given me, because they are thine. And all my things are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am not in the world, and these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep them in thy name whom thou hast given me, that they may be one, as we also are. While I was with them, I kept them in thy name. Those whom thou gavest me I kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture may be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy filled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, as I also am not of the world. I pray that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from evil. They are not of the world, as I also am not of the world. Sanctify them in truth, thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world, and for them do I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. And not for them only do I pray, but for them also who through their word shall believe in me, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou hast given me I have given to them, that they may be one, as we also are one. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast also loved me. Father, I will that where I am, they also whom thou hast given me may be with me, that they may see my glory which thou hast given me, because thou hast loved me before the creation of the world. Just, Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have made known thy name to them, and will make it known, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Chapter 18. When Jesus had said these things, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where there was a garden, into which he entered with his disciples. And Judas also, who betrayed him, knew the place, because Jesus had often resorted thither together with his disciples. Judas, therefore, having received a band of soldiers and servants from the chief priests and the Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said to them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith to them, I am he. And Judas also, who betrayed him, stood with them. As soon, therefore, as he had said to them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Again, therefore, he asked them, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way, that the word might be fulfilled which he said, Of them whom thou hast given me, I have not lost any one. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and struck the servant of the high priest, and cut off his right ear, and the name of the servant was Malchus. Jesus therefore said to Peter, Put up thy sword into the scabbard. The chalice which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Then the band of the tribune and the servants of the Jews took Jesus and bound him, and they led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, who was the high priest of that year. Now Caiaphas was he who had given the counsel to the Jews, that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. And that disciple was known to the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the court of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. The other disciple, therefore, who was known to the high priest, went out, and spoke to the portress, and brought in Peter. The maid, therefore, that was portress, saith to Peter, Art not thou also one of this man's disciples? He saith, I am not. Now the servants and ministers stood at a fire of coals, because it was cold, and warmed themselves, and with them was Peter also, standing and warming himself. The high priest therefore asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, I have spoken openly to the world, I have always taught in the synagogue, and in the temple, whither all the Jews resort, and in secret I have spoken nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them who have heard what I have spoken unto them. Behold, they know what things I have said. And when he had said these things, one of the servants standing by gave Jesus a blow, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, give testimony of the evil, but if well, why strikest thou me? And Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas the high priest. And Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. They said therefore to him, Art not thou also one of his disciples? He denied it, and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest, a kinsman to him whose ear Peter cut off, saith to him, Did I not see thee in the garden with him? Again therefore Peter denied, and immediately the cock crew. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas to the governor's hall, and it was morning, and they went not into the hall, that they might not be defiled, but that they might eat the pasch. Pilate therefore went out to them and said, What accusation bring you against this man? They answered and said to him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up to thee. Pilate therefore said to them, Take him you, and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said to him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the word of Jesus might be fulfilled which he said, signifying what death he should die. Pilate therefore went into the hall again and called Jesus and said to him, Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or have others told it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thy own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee up to me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would certainly strive that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from hence. Pilate therefore said to him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this came I into the world, that I should give testimony to the truth. everyone that is of the truth hearest my voice. Pilate saith to him, What is truth? And when he said this, he went out again to the Jews, and saith to them, I find no cause in him. But you have a custom that I should release one unto you at the Pasch. Will you therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Given that it is Holy Week and the way the chapters have worked out, I'm not going to release anything for Holy Thursday, but instead I will release the narrative of the Passion of Christ according to St. John on Good Friday. So tomorrow there won't be an episode, but there will on Friday to help you prepare for the crucifixion.